This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Captain Ryan,
good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Tuesday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. And, of course, we're being heard out there on the Genesis Communications Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite. And we're also being heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. And thank you for your service to America. To our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers too, thank you for what you do keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, also the security and the construction workers too, to the waitresses pouring the coffee for the truckers in the truck stop, to the convenience store clerks keeping the gasoline pumps going for everybody. Don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website and click on the USCCA logo to register for that free Gun a Day giveaway and find out what a USCCA membership could mean to you. All right, here she is, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, continuing our discussion and then closing the door, El Salvador, new president, young guy, apparently made a deal with the gangs, and this is a third political party. First time this has happened in, 25 years or thereabouts that somebody new stepped into the mix, so we'll just have to sit back and watch.
That's all we can do. I mean, it's something that obviously affects our hemisphere.
Yeah.
You know, it's very much like, you know, we're in Florida, but a congressman runs for office in Nevada is still very important to us. It's something we need to pay attention, because they all get a vote in Congress. I mean, politics do have consequences, as they say.
Speaking of votes, Senator Lindsey Graham, is telling President Trump to go it alone if he can't get a deal on the wall or the barrier. What do you think is going to happen?
We know that, you know, Lindsey and Trump talk quite a bit. I think Trump is, you know, all the preparations are there for Trump to declare a national state of emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether that really happens or not, I don't know. I think if I were Trump, and of course delivery means everything, what he says tonight at the State of the Union is it all is according to his delivery, so he doesn't sound like he's, you know, being pompous. But he needs to say something like, you know, everybody in this chamber takes the very same oath that I do. And our oath is to protect and defend
mm-hmm.
everything for the public safety of the American people. I mean, he needs to package it such that he's doing his part. Are the Democrats, hence Chuck and Nancy, doing theirs?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be snotty about it. I wouldn't be sarcastic about it. I would just say, I'm taking this as seriously as I know to take it. So he's going to talk about unity tonight, apparently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that, how that necessarily plays out. There are some in Congress that already said they're not showing up.
Yeah. Unity and bipartisanship is going to be the theme. Now, here's something for you. Senator Tom Cotton out of Arkansas said yesterday the U.S. is facing its greatest drug war in history. You think that's got anything to do with declaring the state of emergency?
No, I don't. He was actually speaking to law enforcement. I don't know. It was kind of an organization, whatever it was. And that was, you know, the basis of the National Narcotics Officers Association Coalition. Mm-hmm. That's who he was speaking to, which is apparently that's got about 55,000 narcotics enforcement officers across 40 states. So that was his audience. And, of course, you know, he referenced that big, huge bust that was just made.
Yeah.
In our, and... Look, you know, here's what I would do if I were Tom Cotton or, you know, somebody else on the Senate side, Cruz or Rubio. I would be taking fentanyl and declaring it a weapon of mass destruction right now.
Mm-hmm.
That would put those people in, you know, south of our border on notice that you're bringing this stuff in. The consequence, the fentanyl, is a lot different than just bringing in bales of you know, pot.
Yeah.
I would also, it also would put China on notice.
Mm-hmm.
And those here in the United States that are ordering it online. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I would change the paradigm and the model classification of fentanyl right now.
Mm. That's not a bad idea.
Well, I mean, for 70 to 80,000 people die a year?
Mm-hmm.
We never had that in war, did we?
No.
Okay.
Well, not since World War II, anyway.
That's what I'd be doing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
it.
Well, no, but that, and maybe you should write about it.
I think I have.
Well,
I think I have.
Time to write again.
Specifically, but it was, you know, in an article that's what should have happened.
Okay, well, time to write again, maybe, because people, I think, eventually get to looking at your stuff, and as we do know, they do take it and use it. They just don't give you credit for it. But anyway, hold that thought. Well, folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. What is Mr. Maduro doing sending 100 tons of aid to Cuba from Venezuela? We'll let you know.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, find out what membership can do for you, because if you become a member, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine that always has a lot of savings and great information in it. And you can also sign up for the Gun A Day giveaway, the free Gun A Day giveaway. You can do all that by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and clicking on the USCCA logo that's right there. So, there you go. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What did President Maduro send 100 tons worth of stuff to Cuba for? What was in there? It wasn't food. It was stuff for the tornado.
They had a tornado that killed a handful of people and whatever. But apparently a vessel sailed with the Bolivian Navy, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Bolivian Navy. he sent things like cement, machinery, construction materials, trucks, roof tiles, mortar bags, water tanks, windows, and doors.
Well, we have no way of verifying that.
We don't, because, I mean, you're not going to get anything, you know, any kind of truth out of Cuba. Mm-hmm. You're certainly not. I mean, we're talking about two countries that there's really not a manifest mm-hmm. on anything. Meanwhile, 82% of the Venezuelan population lives in poverty. So, and they've got a health outbreak in Venezuela that includes tuberculosis and diphtheria. So, I would say, if Maduro is forced to step down or flee the country, guess where he's going?
Cuba.
Cuba.
I thought that to begin with.
Well, we don't know for sure. But, you know, it's also, as I said to you before, and for your listeners, there are 23,000 Cubans in Venezuela. And most of them are part of military / law enforcement in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, you know, that relationship is, you know, very much like, you know, relationships between, you know, Syria and Iran. So it's something to clearly to be paying a lot of attention to as we see what Maduro is going to do. I don't know. See if he flees or not.
All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check her out, and sign up for all the great articles that she writes. Speaking of which, you wrote one yesterday. Now, Texas and the Trump forces, we've got, let's see, about, what is it, 84 miles of the wall that could be built along the Texas-Mexican border. Is that what it is?
Well, I just put it out there because I decided to trot on over to the Department of Homeland Security website. So what monies were already allocated between 2017 and 2018, there's a description there of what monies are geared to and where border wall construction goes. So in fiscal 18, it gave us 84 miles. In 2017, or going into 2019, I should say, it gives us 215 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's for the sake of the listeners, it doesn't mean contiguous miles. It doesn't mean either that it is brand new construction. Some of it is fixing things. Mm-hmm. Some of it is changing some of the existing barrier.
Mm-hmm.
So it's real important that you cannot have contiguous barriers from the southern, from end to end at the southern border. Especially when you've got, what, 104 miles of section of the Rio Grande.
That, right.
Is a high priority.
Yep.
So people need to understand what border funding, border wall is really about. But money has been going to the Department of Homeland Security, to Border Patrol, for construction for quite some time. And that was my only point. I'm just trying to put things in context.
Mm-hmm.
That you're not going to have a contiguous border barrier.
Right. Now, a United Nations report came out yesterday, and it kind of got my attention because it was entitled North Korea Hiding Its True Nuclear and Missile Capabilities. Really?
Yeah, we've kind of known that, which is the reason that Pompeo has continued to say to the North Koreans in various methods, including trying to get it out of the South Koreans,
mm-hmm.
so they can get out of the North Koreans, declare what you have. In the meantime, we've been working diligently with geospatial and other kinds of intelligence to determine where these locations are and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the big issue that happened after that hearing last week with the heads of all the intelligence agencies before the Senate was that Director Coates said that, and he made the statement for all the heads of the agencies, was that North Korea is not going to give up their nuclear weapons program. And apparently that flew in the face of this White House, which is why it caused a big brouhaha, because Trump comes out and says, you know, in a tweet that they're feeble and naive. Well, these are his people. But I would have to say that Coates was really somewhat right. Do we really think that North Korea is going to give up their nuclear weapons program?
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too. So I think it was, I don't believe it was a shot across the bow of the Trump White House. It was an assessment, and that's all it ever is, based on intelligence that is gathered in all kinds of ways. So I don't think they're going to give up a nuclear weapons program, personally, but we shall see.
Now, where is the Pope right now? Isn't he over in the Middle East somewhere?
The United Arab Emirates, I believe.
All right, because he's been accused by some of silence on the persecuted Christians issue. Unless he's talking about them behind closed doors, nobody's heard a word about anything.
Yeah, he's been silent for quite some time.
You suppose he's talking behind closed doors to some of these folks, like the United Arab Emirates?
I don't think he wants to get involved in any of it.
Mm. Well, now, there was something else that came out yesterday. The yearbook editor on this Virginia governor, did you see that he said that, no, these pictures were legitimate. These were pictures that Nordham gave to him.
Yeah, and then he goes, I'm not in them. So, I mean, which is it?
Well, I don't believe the governor, because he said one day he was, and the next day he said he wasn't. I do not believe
but
him.
But now
sorry.
We have a second scandal, and the second scandal is the lieutenant governor.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Who's got at least one, perhaps two, previous sexual assault charges
Correct.
Against him.
From the Democratic National Convention back in 2004. By the way, did
he doesn't deny that there wasn't some encounter, but he said it was consensual.
By the way, did you see who's number three in line if the number one and two guys can't go as governor? Who's number three?
The attorney general.
Yeah, and the attorney general is a young man who's already announced his ambition to run for governor.
Yeah, fun, isn't it?
This is, you couldn't write a better script if you tried.
I don't even know where to go with it.
I don't either. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable.
The sad part about what is happening in Virginia is sadly what's happened in a lot of states that shouldn't be blue states.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's where we are.
Okay, is it foggy up there where you're at this morning?
I have no idea. You asked me that last night.
I know.
Dark outside.
I know. I know because we
have, I haven't looked outside.
We had a bunch of pea soup fog around. I was just going to get an actual report from the source up there.
I can't give you one.
Okay. Well, I'll have to ask. Trader.
I'll have to go find my fog lights that are inside my house. Maybe I can use those.
I'll have to ask Terry McAuliffe. We'll see if he'll give me an answer.
Okay.
So, all right. Well. One last little thing. What are you going to write about today?
I will probably do an article about our war on narcotics. I'll probably have to go through that one again.
Okay, well, that's a good subject because we don't know where we're going with that. And Cotton just came out with his speech from yesterday. All righty, here comes the music. We'll let you go and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Founderscode.com. Trot on over there. Sign up for her daily sit reps, and you'll find out what's going on when she writes about it. Meantime, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump prepping for the State of the Union address Tuesday night. Border security will be front and center in his remarks.
and the president will likely make the case for declaring a national emergency so he can secure funding to finish the border wall. More and more Democrats calling for the Democratic governor of Virginia to resign. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook. Meantime, Virginia Lieutenant Governor Democrat Justin Fairfax is denying sex assault allegations against him.
I met her at the convention. We met and talked, and I did not know her prior to. I was 25 years old, unmarried.
Fairfax's aides say the Washington Post investigated the allegations about a year ago and chose not to publish the story. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment. And I will tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy, I got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck. So, how about giving a listen to this, and then I'll tell you more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, you got no chance for the future or a pay raise or a promotion, then I got an idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., the other in Clearwater, Florida, because in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, let me just tell you, if you check them out online at naa.edu, that's naa.edu, schedule a tour at one of their two facilities. Now they've got the one in Concord, Mass., a suburb of Boston. They've got the other right here in Clearwater, Florida, a suburb of Tampa Bay. Or give them a call, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 to find out more. But schedule a tour. Take a tour of the facility. You'll be glad you did. Now, the Navy is currently prosecuting a barrack swindler assigned to Naval Medical Center San Diego, who bilked a string of petty officers in California out of a combined $142,000. Wow. How could you do that? But anyway, this was a sailor swindler that had some get-rich plan and apparently didn't work, and they're going after him for that, and that's a real shame. Real shame. Now, also, President Donald Trump has appointed his former doctor to be his assistant and chief medical advisor, which would give him his second star as an admiral. So, we'll see how that goes. Also, the retired Senator Carl Levin of Michigan is going to witness a milestone in the construction of a warship that'll bear his name. He's headed to Maine for the keel laying of the warship bearing his name. A littoral ship. Can't wait to see how that all works out. And the most modern sub in the world is being commissioned. Now, 92-year-old World War II veteran Richard Dick Hackley handed over the watch Saturday to Lieutenant Ben McFarlane, a sailor assigned to the Navy's newest submarine. Can't wait to see that one. And, oh, by the way, the Air Force has announced finalists for the 2019 Shark Tank competition, a platform for airmen to showcase their innovative ideas to the service's leadership and solicit funding for their product's expansion. Also, Hurricane Florence was a gut punch to the readiness, according to the Marines. Three Marine Corps installations in North Carolina suffered catastrophic damage during Hurricane Florence, which required billions of dollars in repairs so forces there can remain ready to respond to the nation's crises. And the National Guard, some news there, New Hampshire's Air National Guard is set to become the first Guard unit in the country to receive the Air Force's new serial refueling tanker, the K-46A Pegasus. And that's going to be something to see when it comes in there. Also, the Coast Guard, a couple of serious things happened to them. They had two of their CWOs, chief warrant officers, killed in a crane accident in Homer, Alaska. And our thoughts and prayers go out to those gentlemen and their families. And with debris spotted in the water, the Coast Guard has now stopped searching for an overdue medical aircraft that disappeared near the Alaskan Viskan village of Kaka last week. By the way, the French Navy is about to get four new logistics ships totaling $1.9 billion. The Organization for Joint Armament Cooperation, known as OCCAR, signed a $1.7 billion contract on behalf of the DGA, French Procurement Agency. And these Italian-designed logistics support ships should be ready to go in about another 18 months. Also, General Electric has won a $517 million contract to build engines for the Army's next-generation helicopters. Now, General Electric Aviation beat the Advanced Turbine Engine Company, a Honeywell and Pratt & Whitney team, to win the $517 million award for the engineering, manufacturing, and development phase of the Improved Turbine Engine Program, or ITEP. Congratulations to them. And according to Lieutenant General Bunch, U.S. Air Force, the Air Force is pressing Lockheed on F-35 readiness in what was clearly a long and somewhat tense meeting. Lockheed Martin got an earful from the August of the Office of Secretary of Defense and the Air Force about its inability to improve the performance and reliability of F-35. And they got the rules of Hoyle laid right out to them. Now, Raytheon is going to see some future business in the hypersonic defense technology, hypersonic weapons that they hope to develop and field. Raytheon's leadership sees anti-hypersonic defensive technology as a better long-term business bet. We'll wait and see what happens there. Of course, if you don't know what that is, Russia came out with what they believe was a hypersonic weapon. Still not known for sure. A couple of months ago, made a big deal about it. Now, after a 2018 of record lows, the unemployment rate for veterans climbed up again in January of 2019. We'll see where that goes. That's not a good thing. And with the DF-26 intermediate range projectile being hailed by Beijing, experts say the U.S. Navy is now well-equipped to deal with this anti-ship system, which China is calling the Guam Killer Missile. Is it all hyped up what it's supposed to be? Well, we don't know, and let's hope we never have to find out. And the Army wants to better understand the emerging technology scene and learn how to purchase the right equipment to stay ahead of nations such as Russia and China. Where that's going to go, we just don't know at the present time. And again, talking about Venezuela, because you can't not talk about military news and not talk about Venezuela, will the U.S. military get involved? Well, we already are, to a certain degree. We have forces in the region, Central and South America. We have special operators. We're operating on different drug details. We're also training local forces in the area. There's also forces there from the Organization of American States in the region that are working together. Mr. Maduro could have a lot of company in his back door here in the next few days if he doesn't wake up to what may be coming his direction. Like it or not. By the way, special guest tonight for the State of the Union message, a young lad with the last name Trump who was bullied in school. Also, Roy James from Vicksburg, Mississippi. Vicksburg was designated an opportunity zone in President Trump's tax reform law. Mr. James had lost his job that he had for 26 years in a sawmill. And when the plant reopened, he was rehired to run the whole facility. So these are just a few of the people. I got more that'll be around tonight during the State of the Union message. Okay, don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. And I got a question for him from one of our listeners. He'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Right on, Donna Fiducia, and thank you very much. And she's sitting up there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us on 1330 WLBB. Thank you very much. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there to all the guys and gals at Fort Benning. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by DR Mold Solutions. Don't put your family at risk because mold can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and more. And you can have a sterile environment in your home or office with an EPA and FDA-approved method that kills mold, and it's effective against bacteria and viruses like the flu and norovirus, too. Just contact DR Mold Solutions, that's 727-692-9622, to have a healthy environment. Again, call them today at 727-692-9622 and ask them about our Valentine's Day special. DR Mold Solutions, we kill mold, and always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. Well, good morning, Chris Markowski. How are you?
How you doing?
How's the weather up there right now? Are you getting any kind of weather?
No, I'm outside. Well, it's still dark out here. It doesn't look like anything.
Okay. Now, I got a question from James in Clearwater. You ready?
Okay.
He says, I'd like to know what Chris Markowski's opinion is on taking care of federal workers in the future by offering 0% loads through their bank with funds provided by temporarily lessening the bank's cash reserve requirements, and any needed additional cash provided by the president's plunge protection team. This would eliminate the Democrats from holding these workers as economic hostages both now and in the future. James in Clearwater.
I don't know much about any plunge protection team. That's more of a fictional construct. But the idea that banks would lessen their reserve requirements during a government shutdown to help out federal workers, it would seem to me that there were some moving parts there. More than likely, involve some sort of legislation.
Yeah.
In order for that to happen, so I don't know. I'm not sure if the heads of Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, if they can, change those requirements on their own. I'm not so sure if that'd be the case, or it seemed to me that they would probably need some more legislation in order to change that. So I don't know if that would work.
Mm. Now, something that's not affecting the financial markets yet, but it could. Have you been following all this nonsense going on in Virginia with the governor and the lieutenant governor?
It's
pretty pathetic.
I talked about it yesterday with the governor. I do think that, I honestly think that probably what happened was, I think a Democrat probably released that photo, and put it out there because they want to change the story right now. They saw, Northam's performance on the radio last week, which you talked about, I talked about.
Yep.
It's just beyond the pale. And they kind of recognize, okay, we're going to have to, figure out a way. We're going to have to get rid of this guy in some way, shape, matter, form, because we don't want the, 2020 elections to be about this. And this would eliminate him. Now, the other story there, they're now saying that story about the lieutenant governor may have come from the governor's office.
Right.
And this is how backstabbing and incestuous this entire thing is. The reality is, even if they don't survive, they're going to be taken care of. I do think that the governor of the state, I do think that he's going to be gone sooner rather than later. Because of this. I don't know what's going to happen in regards to the lieutenant governor. I don't.
Well, it's no longer just the one woman with the lieutenant governor. There's two women involved now, supposedly. But the story gets deepened. It goes even deeper when you take a look at the next person up that takes the place if the lieutenant governor can't take the seat for the governor. It's the attorney general. And the attorney general is a young, up-and-coming left wing, more to the left than these other two guys are, up through the Democratic system. And believe it or not, he's already announced he wants to run for governor the next time around.
Now, Matt, the attorney, you said the attorney general of the state takes that.
He's number three. He's number three in the list. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Do they have expedited elections?
Don't know if there'll be an election, but there'll certainly be an appointment for the governor for the rest of the term. And then
it is? Okay, yeah. So there isn't an expedited.
No, so not to my knowledge. Not to my knowledge. Mm-mm. Nope. Okay. So isn't that something? So it sounds like a three-way power play here with the National Democratic Party pushing the buttons.
Oh, the whole thing with the governor, I thought that from the get-go. Not as far as it's going even that much deeper. It's interesting, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Now, you watched the Super Bowl a little bit the other night?
Yeah.
Did you see how the ratings went after the national anthem was played? They went right in the toilet.
Yeah, I saw that the ratings with a 10-year low.
Right.
I think, there's going to be also to contribute to the fact that I think most of the people in the state of Louisiana didn't watch.
Right. yeah, they watched the championship game when the Saints won it all.
Yeah, I mean, that was, I think that you lost that much of that state in one fail swoop, so I don't think that helped matters any. And I think maybe people just saying, you know what, I don't feel like watching it because I didn't think it was fair. So I don't know. There's some, outside the norm circumstances that I think might have affected the game in of itself. Maybe people are just getting Patriots fatigue. Who knows?
Now, let's talk about Sears for a minute, because Sears Roebuck and Company for years was one of the leaders in when it came to stores, department stores, everything that was in them. You could buy everything from a vacuum cleaner to getting your car torn apart and put back together again, just about. But Sears is making a case right now to the federal bankruptcy judge that's involved for the Lamport rescue deal, which was the purchase that was going to be made, was it not, by this company?
Well, Eddie Lampert was the guy who, you know, took over Sears. He's the one that combined it with Kmart and, in my opinion, just completely, you know, mismanaged the company. It was one bad decision after another bad decision, right on down. I remind everybody, you know, this is kind of Sears and Roebuck is actually an example of what happens if you make poor choices and you don't grow properly. I mean, if you think about it, Sears pretty much was the Amazon before there was Amazon. And, you know, had all the catalog sales, and yeah, you could buy just about everything through that. I mean, if they had structured themselves properly and kind of saw and looked towards the future and went to online sales and built out their online presence, they might have been Amazon.
Now, can you explain something to me? Because there's a title to a story here, and I don't quite get it. I think I get it, but I'll ask you about it. It says 40 states get more in federal payments than the taxes they paid.
That means that the money that is coming back to the states from Washington, D.C., in one way, shape, matter, or form. And again, you got to be careful when you look at that. You don't know if it's also money for military bases as well. You know, there's been different studies that have been done to that than they actually pay to Washington, D.C.
Does that include disasters?
It might, Matt. It might. I don't know how they go up. What about constructing this one? I'd have to take a look at this study. But that's basically what it means, is the amount of federal dollars that that people in the state paid, they ended up getting more money back. You also got to take a look if it's, whether it's just income tax as well.
Hmm. Now, briefly here, we've got about a minute left. The murders in Tijuana last year were the highest that they've been ever. And we've got a real serious problem going on down there with the drug cartels. Now,
even your vacation hotspots. I mean, I'm sorry. I used to go to Mexico, you know, to the Riviera Maya, that area on vacation. I wouldn't. Well, no way I'm getting on a plane going there. No way.
No, and I wouldn't even get on a cruise ship and go down there.
No, I'm staying, you know, I would say completely away from it. Take a look at the murders that are taking place in Cancun. I mean, these are tourist hotspots, and these were areas that were pretty much off limits far as the drug cartels were concerned, because they, you know, the government would keep a lot of these drug cartels and bad elements away, because they're important for tourism, which is a huge industry down there. They're not even able to do that.
Yeah, and a lot of this is, they're talking about drug cartel related. Very little of it is gang related, but it's all these different drug gangs that go up against each other. Well, here comes the music. I'm going to let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
You got it, man. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. When I come back, Ron Edwards, the RonEdwards.com guy, the Edwards Notebook guy, will be with me. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.